I'm Lisa Dent. Steve Bertrand is here. Kevin Powell, Mary Vandeveld. And on the phone is Chief Mark Maton. He is the chief of police for Lamont. It's all about the Safety Act. Boy, that was the topic of conversation last week. It continues this week. We've heard from people in law enforcement. We've heard from people who helped write it. We've heard from other politicians, lawyers. Everybody has an opinion, but it's always good to get an understanding of what law enforcement thinks about this. Chief Mark Maton, I got to get that right. Thank you for joining us. And is one of the issues that bothers people in law enforcement this trespassing enforcement issue?
Well, thank you for having me on. So the section that they passed in January of 21 that becomes effective this coming January, and the BNC misdemeanor, is just, from our perspective, it's two lines. It's very unclear. It introduces concepts that we've never had in Illinois before, like this non-custodial arrest. And so I guess it'd be easiest if I just read to you the two lines of what this law says.
Okay.
So what this law says is, it says law enforcement shall issue a citation in lieu of custodial arrest, so no custodial arrest, upon proper identification for those accused of traffic, Class B and C misdemeanors, and petty and business offenses, unless they pose an obvious threat to the community or have an obvious medical or mental health condition that poses a risk to their own safety. So somebody that's inebriated or, you know, passed out. So that's what's generated a lot of the controversy, is this kind of simple thing that none of us have any idea of exactly what a lot of this terminology means. And from our perspective as Illinois chiefs, the state's attorneys around the state have several different interpretations of this. And what we're asking for is just some clear guidance. Unless you have any questions, I'll kind of continue on.
No, we're just intrigued about who is going to make it clear then, because January 1st will be here before you know it. And as a chief of a police, you need to be able to clearly understand it so that you can execute it under the way it's written, I would imagine. When we did have Cam Buckner on, who was one of the people who helped author this, he said that, of course, everything will be changed and looked at and perfected over a certain amount of time. We don't know how much time that means, but how do you put it into act if you don't clearly know what the language is?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think it'll be fixed before January. You know, from the beginning, since the passage of this act, there was a lot of language in here because of the way it was passed that was unclear, ambiguous. It was inconsistently applied, and it conflicted with, you know, other parts of the statute. And I think that we will get this fixed. During the trailer bills 1 and 2 that they've already passed for other sections that were effective earlier, we actually had some consensus from, you know, both sides of the group and the legislators that this section needed to be fixed, and it just wasn't done because it wasn't effective yet. And I will make, here's my one editorial that I'll make about the how this bill was passed. Typically, when bills get introduced, they have to go to the Legislative Review Bureau. And so that bureau typically takes things and fixes language. They ask and push back on things that are unclear or ambiguous or conflict with other parts of the statute, and ask the legislators to come back and fix those things. You know, I can't fault LRB in this instance, because they probably had 4 hours to take this 700 and some odd page bill and try to turn this around, and now we have what's left. But we have been able to fix this as we sit down with legislators, and this week we did sit down with the House and Senate to start the process for the next round of trailer bills, and I feel pretty confident that we will get that done and this fixed before January 1 as well.
So, Chief, you're saying you think this will be addressed in the veto session?
We believe that there is at least in the House, a sincere effort to get this done, and we're starting to. We've given them what our language is recommended. We've sat down with the state's attorneys. We know they're meeting with the state's attorneys as well. I think on the Pretrial Fairness Act, all the bail reform stuff, it may not be enough time, and they'll push the effective date of that off. But some of this other stuff and some of the other things that we're looking for, we believe that it'll be easy to get the language fixed.
Who are you meeting with in the House?
So in the House, we're meeting with the Public Safety Working Group that's chaired by a representative, Jahan Gordon Booth. You know, and Natalie Manley, Representative Justin Slaughter, Cam Buckner's in that group. There was six or seven of them, and we met with them Thursday and had a good conversation about outlining all of our concerns. And now we're putting together, you know, some language to actually get to them that we hope will turn into, Trailer Bill 3, and then we'll sit down sometime in the next few weeks and with the other stakeholders and actually work on language.
Chief of Police for Lamont, Illinois, Mark Maton, thank you for joining us on Chicago's Afternoon News. So even though this has become a political football, it seems like you're confident come January 1st, some things that they'll be worked out and that this, do you believe this will be a good act, the Safety Act for Illinois?
Yeah, you know, from the beginning of this, we haven't said that we were opposed to some of the concepts in there. It was just the application so that it'd be, to give clear guidance to the police so that, you know, our folks know how to apply it on the street. We've heard a lot of the different interpretations from some of the proponents over the last couple weeks on the interpretation, for instance, of this section. And what we're saying is, if that's the case, let's just say so in the law so that me on the west side of my town and on the east side of my town can apply it the same way because the state's attorneys don't necessarily agree on how it should be applied.
Thank you so much for joining us on Chicago's Afternoon News.
You're welcome. Anytime.
That's a chief of police for Lamont, Illinois. Steve has your news coming up next on 720 WGN, and then we'll speak with the lead attorney that represented the woman from Willowbrook who was awarded $363 million in the Sterigenics trial. That happened today, and that's on the way on 720 WGN.
Lisa Dent, WGN.